dialogue. Perhaps you could start the call because we do have a packed agenda. So.
Absolutely. We'll get the recording started and we'll start interpretation. Thank you, Dev. Good morning, good afternoon and good evening to everyone. Welcome to today's ALAC Subcommittee on Outreach and Engagement on Tuesday the 8th of September at 1800 UTC. On today's call we have Dev Anand-Pivit Singh, Daniel Nangaka, Cheryl Langdon-Orr, Maureen Hilliard, Bartlett Morgan, Wolf Ludwig, Siranush Vardanyan, Vanda Scartuzini, Dave Kisundwayal, Nadira Alaraj, Glenn McKnight. On the Spanish channel, we have Harold Arcos and Alberto Soto. We have apologies today noted from Jacqueline Morris and from Alan Greenberg. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich and myself, Isla Gruber. Our interpreter on the Spanish channel tonight is Veronica. If I could please remind everyone to state their names when speaking, not only for transcript purposes, but to allow Veronica to identify you on the other language channel. Thank you very much, and over to you, Dev.
Thank you very much, Gisela. This is Dev Anand-Pivit Singh. Just to confirm, was anybody missed on the roll call? Okay, seeing nobody respond. Thank you, Gisela, and this is Dev Anand-Pivit Singh. So on this outreach and engagement call, we have a packed agenda, which includes reviewing the outreach strategies from AFRALO, LACRALO, and URALO. So let's just go right into our second agenda item, which is the review of the action items from the last call, which was on the 17th of August. Well, there's probably three things that were on the action items. Heidi also to send a reminder regarding civil society engagement comments. A doodle call to take place for the next call, which was done. And staff to create a wiki page to show the draft updated ALS beginner's guide. I guess we'll come to that beginner's guide later on in the agenda. Okay, so those three items were done. I realized that the following action items also, that the crop RT members were selected from this subcommittee to serve on the crop review team. So we have four persons already, and we're just waiting one more, and that will also be looked at on the agenda today. Okay, all right, so let's move on, get on to the next agenda item, which is, I just wanted to get this out of the way. So this is the selection of a regional co-chair from URALO. So the idea behind the co-chair is I wanted to have like one per region so that we can all coordinate our activities and distribute the workload. We have co-chairs from four of the five regions, and we are missing one, and that is the URALO. I see Wolf is on the call. Wolf, you have your hand raised. Go ahead.
Yes, it's Wolf Ludwig speaking for the record. As I usually do not like and want to push myself, I would prefer another candidate from URALO, and I would suggest Olivier. If Olivier for any reason won't be available, then I will step in.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Wolf. And I guess can we just note that as part of the summary minutes that Wolf nominated Olivier Crapin-Leblanc to be the co-chair for the O&E subcommittee. Okay, thank you. I saw another hand raised. Was it Alfredo?
No.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, guess not. Very well. Perhaps it was a mistake. Okay. So, and this one brings up to, I see Glenn's hand is raised. Glenn, go ahead.
Glenn, for the record. Dev, do you have a definition of the role and functions for the vice chairs?
Well, this is Dave. It's not a... thanks, Glenn. I would say it's not a documented... it's not fully documented, but I think the role of the co-chairs is to, well, one, be able to coordinate in between meetings of the outreach and engagement subcommittee to ensure that, you know, we are all in sync when it comes to what is happening in the outreach and engagement subcommittee, and to act, ensure that those co-chairs are working with their regional O&E members to ensure that things are being handled. So in fact, for example, if there's a need to update the outreach strategy for your region, the regional co-chair would work with the outreach and engagement members, liaise with the RELO leadership to ensure that everybody is aware of what's happening and working in a coordinated manner. Those are the two of the key things that I have. Any thoughts or comments on that? Great. All right. And to answer the questions in the chat regarding the functions of the vice chairs that have deliverables, well, I would say the deliverables comes from the actual working group and the work it produces. So there is a work list of items that are already on our main page there, so that's why we're working through all of these things. So, okay, thanks for that. Let's move ahead now quickly to the next agenda item, and Wolf, you should probably have your hand raised on this, and this is the selection of a URALO regional member from this outreach and engagement subcommittee to serve on the crop review team for FY16. On our last call, we picked various members from this subcommittee to serve on the crop review team for this year, for FY16. So, but we do need somebody in URALO to be on this crop review team. Wolf, would you like to take the floor to answer this? Wolf, you may be muted.
No.
And you?
Oh, okay, good. So this is Dave Anand again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is Dave Anand again. So, Wolf, one of the items that this working group has to do is to select a member from amongst the members of this outreach and engagement subcommittee to be on the
next
crop review team.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's Wolf Ludwig speaking again for the records on your question. As Julia, the current URALO secretariat, was previously involved in the program and review team, I would like to suggest her again.
Okay. This is Dave. All right. Well, we can. Well, obviously, the thanks, Wolf. This is Dave again, Dave Anand. So, I would say that should not be an issue once she joins joins this working group, which I assume if she is interested in serving on the crop review team, she'll be willing to serve on this outreach and engagement subcommittee.
Needs to be confirmed. She must declare by herself that she is willing to continue.
Okay. So, just let's note that on the action, and then we'll contact Julia. So to confirm whether she'll be willing to serve on this subcommittee and on the crop review team as an action item to follow up.
Right.
Okay. Thank you, Wolf. So let's move ahead to our next agenda item, which is item number four. This is the review of the Vela outreach strategies for FY16. So we have on the last calls we've looked at AP Rallo and Noralo, but neither of the other three regions, AF Rallo, LAC Rallo, and URAL, had anything to present. But I'm happy to say that everyone has these three relos have put together a outreach strategy. So AF Rallo strategy has been posted. And Daniel, can you, as the co-chair of the, as the co-chair from AF Rallo on this outreach and engagements subcommittee, and who worked on this document, can you take the floor and walk us through what the strategy is? Thanks.
Yeah, sure. Thanks very much, Dave. I hope, am I allowed and clear? Okay.
This is Dave. Indeed, you are very clear. Go ahead.
Great. Yeah, so I'll just simply go through it line by line. The main goal of the strategy is to mainly focus on getting TLSs from certain number of territories that are without TLSs. As previously we Dev reported about the dashboard. The challenge within the Afralo is that there are no LSS in 32 out of the 64 territories in Africa region. So the main goal of the strategy is to get at least three LSS from the different territories within our FY16. So to be able to get the LSS, we are looking at having our priority to identify different internet governance events, just like one that ended today of the after IGF. And then identify the countries or the territories that are not on the ALS as for the dashboard mapping, despite the fact that the dashboard still is going to undergo constant updating, such that they're able to match and be in sync with the territories that do not have ALSs. So, also recall in the previous meeting, there is the event, outreach events, whereby we shall be tracking the possible internet governance events that are taking place in the area. So, our main focus is that in case an internet governance event is taking place in an area or a territory that there is no ALS, then it becomes an opportunity to go and see how we can coordinate all layers with the different leaders of the respective community, such that they can be able to come up with ALSs, and then we will take them to the process of engaging them. But one other interesting thing is that as part of the Apollo strategy, we're looking at something like ICANN for the university and academic institutions. What are we looking at? Apollo, in coordination together with the GFT and the LSS, to identify at least a university or academic institution in two territories in Africa region. But this is not like specifically restricted to two territories, but it shall be working together with the different LSs in the neighborhood, such that they can always get engaged, and then to get persons or organizations at the university, such that they can be involved in at large. And also, as part of the ICANN for university and academic institutions, looking forward at sharing and disseminating information about ICANN and ICANN at large to the student communities at such different levels. So through this, we can be able to get a constant participation at different levels and to get input. As it has been a challenge in Africa region to get like students or academic staff to get really involved into the ICANN processes. Yeah, I think that's just a brief of the Apollo outreach and engagement strategy. Thank you.
Thank you, Daniel. Thanks for presenting the AF Rallo outreach strategy. And just to note one element of the list of outreach events, and there's a link on the PDF there, which will take you to the calendar. And this is the team group calendar application I was mentioning on the last, I was demonstrating on the last outreach and engagement call, so that all of us can coordinate and share outreach events by within each relo. And it is hoped that we can also get the GS, the global stakeholder engagement. And thanks, Gisela, for putting it up there. This is just a PDF printout from that web page. Any comments or observations or about the AFRALO outreach strategy? Glenn, I see a hand raised. Go ahead.
Yes, hi, Glenn for the record. Since this is really outreach and engagement, I'd just like to ask if there's been any analysis of the activity or inactivity of some of the existing ALSs, and what strategies do you have in order to engage those individual organizations that have been less than participatory in the past year? So perhaps you can elaborate on that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, this is Dave. Before Daniel answers, I should say this is also on our agenda item. Thanks, Daniel. All right. Daniel, go ahead, and then I'll follow up.
Yeah, sure. One thing is that our organization, for instance, I'll mention about ISOC, the Internet Society for Uganda. One thing is that we're trying to see how we can be able to engage the different communities. For instance, like through the remote participation, because like today it was really a very interesting discussion when during the IGF they were discussing about the Ayana transition, and I saw the different members who were in the remote participating team. But previously we're trying to see how we can be able to engage the universities in this. Though the protocols of the university did not, the assessment came in late, that we could not be able to step to the remote hub at the university. So if this is adopted and then it's replicated in different territories, then we can have the more engagement from the different community, from the different academia, so that they can always get up to date, and also they can be able to feed into the document that they're working on.
Thanks, Daniel. This is Dave Anand again. So Justice mentioned that that the first steps towards developing, like I would say, a more detailed engagement strategy is on the agenda. So perhaps, Glenn, you could probably make some suggestions as to how each of the reloads should tackle this issue of engagement, as we are more looking at the outreach aspect. Okay, so any other comments or questions regarding AFRALO's outreach strategy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, going once. Okay, very well. So let me ask a quick follow-up question to Daniel. Has this strategy been posted to the AFRALO list? And I take it it's now being comments are now being sought from AFRALO about it.
Yes. Currently, based on the comments that we have shared when the document was shared onto the AFRALO list, I'll just highlight a few comments that we are given, and especially it came in from Phil Fomba, who mentioned that the outreach strategy is for FY16 is very significant for LSEs in that we can do this at local, national, and regional levels, carry out regular training, workshops, symposiums, and this office can also be integrated into the regular event activities of the different AFRALO activities that are set up. Then, also, there was an assumption that there's already an existing academic institution could assume the challenge to be active. But the development of this strategy does not have the assumption that there are the existing academic institutions. So we shall work together with the key contact persons of the different LSs to give recommendations of the academic institution that could be involved as far as implementing the FY16 strategy is concerned. Then, according to the Ohumla discussion,
okay,
that came in for the student ambassadorship, yeah? So, basically,
mm-hmm,
I just want to wrap it out, it's just about in involvement and participatory of the different stakeholders in the strategy.
Okay, excellent. Okay, thank you, Daniel. And I think, I guess you'll keep us informed on the list if there are any significant changes to the strategy. I'm seeing, and I will probably just give a call for comments on the mailing list for this strategy as well, so that hopefully by before the end of September, actually, well, I have to say within a week, that this strategy can now be shared, can then be shared with the African global stakeholder engagement person or persons. Okay, seeing no further questions. Thanks, Daniel. So let's move on to the other strategy, which is the LACRALO outreach and engagement strategy. So can we have that loaded up, please? While G is getting that loaded up. So the outreach strategy, what's key focus is getting organizations to become accredited at-large structures from countries in the Latin American and Caribbean region that don't have any at-large structures. We've done the analysis via our dashboard. There's a link there for everybody to click on, that we have 13 countries out of 33 countries without at-large structures. And the goal we are setting is to get three new structures from three territories without at-large structures for FY16. In doing this, we'll be doing two things. One, we'll maintain our outreach calendar, the same group calendar, and there's a link there in the document. That will be, so we will track the various internet governance and ICT events both in those territories without ELSs and also possible regional internet governance events where persons from those territories are likely to attend. Okay. Also, what we're also going to do is in coordination with the global stakeholder engagement in the LAC region, we'll put together a survey of possible individuals and or organizations that would be at-large candidates in those countries without ALSs. And we'll also look to contact other ICANN stakeholders that may be already involved in ICANN, but from a country that doesn't have an at-large structure. So be it the GAC or ICANN fellows, persons that may be part of the CCNSO, for example. So once we have a sufficient number of individuals, groups identified, we'll then seek to contact such individuals and then invite them to a series of conference calls, you know, just to give an overview of what DNS basics, you know, what is ICANN and what is at large. Once we have gotten a sufficient number of individuals, groups identified. So that's it in a nutshell what the LACRALO outreach and engagement strategy for 2016. Any thoughts, comments, observations? Alberto Soto, please go ahead.
This is Alberto Soto for the record. I have a question. Deb, who did you consult with to create this plan? Because we have another document that we created last year, which is an ALS plan, and it seems that it is not included within this strategy. I believe that within LACRALO, this should have been discussed. That's all. Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks, Alberto. This was documents put together with the outreach and engagement members from La Cravo, and was circulated about 3 days ago to those members. And there were some comments, and then earlier today I posted the strategies to the La Cravo list for La Cravo to comment on. So it's been posted to the La Cravo list. So I'm not fully aware of I know there was a document for the engagement, and I think what we have to do is now look at that document and see whether we could integrate and incorporate all those ideas. So thanks. And of course, so definitely you can obviously, Alberto, you can respond on the La Cravo list with your comments, so we can try to take them into account. Thanks. Okay.
This is
I see a question.
Speaking. Okay, Dev, I would like to do so because I would like to share this because this is a policy for the region. So the group is creating or generating strategies for the whole, for all the railroads. I mean, you are defining the railroads or the policies for all the railroads, but we need to share this information. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Alberto. But indeed, this it was posted to the list. Okay. Just to answer a question from Remy.
This is Alberto Soto, for the record. Dev, is this group carrying out particular policies for each railroad, or are you generating general things for all the railroads?
Thanks, Alberto. This is Dave again. So, as part of the work items for the outreach and engagement is to develop outreach and engagement strategies for each of the five railroads. That's why there was a call to four persons from each of the five regions from the five railroads to be on this outreach and engagement subcommittee so we can work in a collaborative fashion on these strategies. Okay. I just to answer a question from Remy and then I'll get to Glenn. Remy was asking that it may be nice to include something worth emulating from other regions such as the student ambassador direct strategy by AFRALO and Optimize. And indeed, thanks, Remy, and obviously this is the idea behind this call. We are sharing all of the strategies, and then after this call, we can probably look to see whether is it possible to incorporate such a strategy and so forth. So that's the idea behind sharing all of these strategies, so we can learn from and see what possible different approaches and update the strategy as needed. Glenn, your hand is raised. Go ahead.
Glenn, for the record, you allude in your document here that you're looking at ICT and IG events. Do you have a list or a calendar event which you believe has the biggest bang for your buck? I think the IGF Brazil is in November, as an example. I'm just, if that's on your agenda, you have some tight timelines there. So do you have a list of events that you can share with us that your people will be attending?
Thanks. This is Dave. Well, I would say that the calendar is now only now started to be added and populated. So, and obviously the IGF would in Brazil will probably be one important one as it's being held in Brazil September 10th to the 13th without jumping to the calendar. So, And indeed, we are coming to a crunch time towards that because if we have to get our strategy approved, we need 6 weeks notification if there's any sort of outreach crop proposal to go to that IGF event. But just to also say that the idea behind the outreach calendar is not just a static document. I would want each of the VLOs to update their outreach calendars and then also share global, regional global stakeholder engagement to ensure that, well, that we find out all of the different events. One of the big challenges has been lack of coordination between global stakeholder and the VLOs and knowing about different outreach events. So that's what the idea behind it, these calendars. And thanks, Gisela, for printing, for posting the PDF of a printout of what was added so far to it. Okay. And thanks, Alberto. I see the link for the document in the document. For it. Thanks. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Seeing no further comments or questions, let's move ahead to your RALO's outreach and engagement strategy. I believe the doc, I believe Gisela will be loading up the document. And perhaps Wolf, you perhaps could take the floor to just to give an overview of what this this document, your outreach strategy, will be.
Yes, this, thanks, Wolf Ludwig, for the records. Well, at the moment or at this stage, I just tried to recapitulate what were our outreach endeavors in the past when we, due to limited capacities, we concentrated or focused on the annual juridic events over the last couple of years. What was one of the important events in Europe in terms of internet governance. Then I mentioned the annual ICANN Studienkreis meetings in Europe, what is even much older. I think Studienkreis meets meanwhile for more than 15 years. And for this attending the annual Studienkreis meetings, we repeatedly asked for ICANN support in the past, what was always refused. Then we used the European Summer School on Internet Governance, where every summer around 25 to 30 fellows meet in Meißen in Germany. And Olivier, who is a regular participant as a faculty member there, and I and others, we used this week to get in discussion with fellows and participants and to talk about URALO and while trying to convince them. Then some of our members are actively involved in national IGF initiatives and at the last point I listed that our last two crop proposals over the last 2 years we used and concentrated them on the Eurodic in Berlin in 2014 and the last one in Sofia in 2015. So we are aware that our outreach endeavors were not very successful so far and there is improvement needed. But meanwhile we started the discussion with the Vice President of Stakeholder Engagement for Europe, Jean-Jacques Sahel, and we decided to better coordinate our efforts and to identify meetings more or less a must-be where we should send somebody from Uralo and to use such platforms for outreach and engagement. So basically it's still work in progress. We will continue our discussion with Jean-Jacques Sahel and the ICANN office in Brussels at the next ICANN meeting in Dublin, and we may come out with some more concrete proposals and a plan. So far there is one idea on the table that next year we should be present at the next Republika, what is a conference on net politics in Germany, attracting more than 7,000 participants every year. And in our opinion, attending Republika next year in Berlin should be on our agenda. So that's our thinking and planning for the moment, and we will update this draft once we know more. If you have any questions, please let me know. Thanks.
Thank you, Wolf. This is Devanand here for that for your summary of the Uralo outreach strategy. Any observations or comments from this group? We're seeing Remy and Glenn typing. Okay, so this is Dave. So, thanks, Wolf, on this. Just a comment. So it looks like you actually have regular discussions with the BP stakeholder engagement for Europe on a regular basis. So I think this is a good sign, because then you can get very quick agreement from, I believe, Jean-Jacques Sahel, as you mentioned. So has this strategy been shared with him?
Yes, of course. This is more or less a result, Wolf Ludwig again, this is more or less a result from our discussions. We started, we systematically started. We had such discussions with the pre-successor of Jean-Jacques, what was Nigel, in the Brussels office before, and we had good relations and close connections with Nigel already at the time. But on a systematic level, we started this in parallel to the London meeting and Atlas II, and continued this discussions in Los Angeles, in Singapore and in Buenos Aires. And as some of you may have realized, Jean-Jacques is always organizing, in line with the ICANN meeting, some special meetings for Europe and even for Southeast Europe. So this is a continuing process, and I think it makes sense to me.
Okay,
and
thanks, Wolf.
I think there was a question by...
Just to Dave again, just to say also perhaps...
There was a question from Glenn, how many new ALSs... Let me just... How many new ALSs? Well, actually, we had two new ALSs in this year from Russia, and we had I think two the year before. But We need to take into consideration that Uralo last year decertified two completely non-responding ALS from its list. So we went down to 29 members and plus the four we compensated in between. We are on the level of 33 ALSs again.
Okay. Thanks, Wolf. This is Dave again. Well, two things. One, I helped set up the dashboards for LACRALO, and I helped Daniel help to set up the AFRALO dashboards. I don't know if such a tool would be useful to Uralo, which would track the number of ALSs where they have which countries, and then you would identify which countries don't have ALSs. If you want, I could work with you sometime after this call to help develop that dashboard with you, and
well,
perhaps in coordination with staff.
This is Wolf Ludwig again. This is knowledge I know by heart. So I know any single ALS we have in Europe. I know the people in charge personally, and I can immediately tell you in what countries out of the 48 countries we have in Europe where we have no ALS. We have no ALS in the UK, unfortunately. There is always an application announced coming one day from ISOC UK, but what has not arrived so far. Unfortunately, we have only one member in Scandinavia, ISOC Finland, and we do not even have member organizations in all European countries. We do not have in Denmark, and we do not have in Poland, etc. So there is still a lot of work to be done.
Okay. This is Dave. Okay. Thanks thanks for that, Wolf. You seem to be on top of things in terms of the knowledge needed to do the analysis. So, okay. Any final thoughts or comments from... Okay. All right. Well, indeed. Obviously, so I would say the next steps is also to post this also to the Outreach and Engagement Subcommittee list, and of course get feedback, Wolf, as you find this in your discussions with Jean-Jacques with Uralo, which I imagine you will do.
Right.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you, Wolf. Okay, so well, we spent probably more time than I anticipated on these strategies, but these are important, and the reason why they're important is because these strategies need to be submitted to, after we approve them, submit them to the regional GSEs and then get their approval before we post it on the CROP page. And only until then, and we must do this before September 30th, that we can apply for CROP funding. And if we don't do it by September 30th, the RELO that does not submit an approved strategy will not get CROP funding for the year. So it's good to spend the time now to do this so that we can continue working offline after the call on the list to evaluate. I just want to do again a quick update from NORALO and APRALO on their outreach strategies. Glenn, perhaps you want to take the floor to talk NORALO? Yes? Who wants to go first? Okay, I see Shirinish actually beat you to it. So Shirinish. Shirinish, you could probably put an update about the APRALO strategy.
How did she beat me to it?
Sirenish, yes, we can hear you. A bit faint, but we can hear you.
Thank you. Yes, and thanks, Glenn, for doing this. So, just to give an update that Ecuador strategy is in the process of implementation already, and once again I would like to thank for the approval on time and for Holly and Ali to be able to come to Armenian IGF, which is taking place yesterday and today, and actually they continue their stay here to be part of TLDCon, which is the gathering of Eastern and European CCTLDs, Eastern Europe and European mainly. And I would like to mention that it was extremely successful, the participation of Ole and Ali, who bring the new experience from the point of view of their own local regions. Holly did the presentation on net neutrality and provided the information on how it works in Australia, in USA, and in some European countries. Ali was providing the presentation on e-business and got his point of view how it works in Bahrain. And it was really appreciated by a lot of participants who openly told about this, that this is quite important to have the representation from other countries to bring their experience, especially it was the first national IGF in Armenia. And it was really important for them to be here. So, and once again, thanks for having this on time approved and them being able to come here.
Okay.
Gisela?
Sorry, Dev. It's Gisela here.
Yes.
Hiranush, if you could please...
Go ahead, Gisela. Yeah. I was about to interview.
Is trying to hear you, but she's having difficulties. Thank you.
Okay, I have the maximum volume in my phone, so we'll try to be close to the mic at least. So no difference, Glenn?
None.
Oh. So this is the maximum volume I have. Let me try again. Oh, can you hear me better now?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay, yes. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Oh.
Go ahead.
So, should I go back and repeat what I have said?
No, go ahead.
No, continue
okay.
On. This is
so, yes. This all information will be featured in crop reports, which they will be providing after their trip here. But we have two more days for participation, their participation in another, as I said, TLDCon conference. This is the starting point of our strategy, and also I would like to mention that just recently APNIC was holding its retreat in Jakarta, and they came up with a statement to support the CWG report, and we also added our name as Aitoralo and as partner for of APNIC. We added down a name in support of this statement. And I would like to give the floor to Maureen to continue, as she has something to add as well. Thanks. That's all from my part.
Thank you, Sarnish. This is Dave. Maureen?
Thank you, Dave, and others. This is Maureen for the record. I just wanted to add two things. Firstly, you know, our strategy does appear to be sort of like rather specific, but I think that sort of like is because we have, as a leadership team, been involved for quite a while now in actually assessing ALS engagement in APNIC. And the strategy that we actually have in the moment is a follow-on from this, where we've, and it's based on the comments and the metrics that resulted from a survey that we undertook and other discussions that we've had with ALSs. So it's, I'm just looking at other strategies which are new, just to justify why our strategy paper is so specific. But the second thing that I wanted to say, and thank you to Serena for sort of like just giving us an update on one of the activities and how involved our leadership team is in those activities. But I did want to sort of say, mention too, that, you know, unexpected things that can come up. Last week, Calvin Wong from the APAC Hub and I were unexpectedly called to a meeting in Thailand to discuss the WISIS paper, WISIS Plus 10 non-paper, in preparation for an Asia-Pacific view on the WISIS document, which is going to be discussed later on in the year with the UN. And I think that these opportunities are perfect, even though they don't actually fit into the strategy at the moment. They are perfect opportunities for outreaching to others about our region and about ICANN. You know, I think that we take advantage of those opportunities as much as we possibly can over and above the current strategy. But I think that, with regards to outreach opportunities, using other avenues as well. For example, in our sub-region in the Pacific, the Pacific Islands Board of the Internet Society has just made a submission for funding to do outreach in island communities who have not been visited before. And what we want to do is engage our Pekai Sok community, which is the ALS in the Pacific. Oh. It is one of the ALSs in the Pacific. And it's to do, you know, to sort of like engage members at the ground, grassroots level. So I can appreciate what Daniel and the others are doing because we're doing the same. Thank you.
Thank you, Maureen. And indeed, that sounds very interesting regarding what the specific ISOC is doing. Just a quick, just two observations. So I guess this then brings about the need for having that outreach calendar updated, because, as you said, Maureen, you know, things are dynamic. You mean outreach event may be discovered, you know, in spite of all your planning, it may come up at the last minute. So it's probably good to have that outreach calendar updated. The action item, I will send the link for you to edit. For you and Serenush to edit that outreach calendar, so that you could, you know, add the events, update it, and subscribe to that calendar, so that everybody in AP Rallo would be in sync with all of the various outreach events happening. All right. I know we are going to. I'm probably going to ask for a little bit more time, and I do apologize for that. So Glenn, any updates on the Naralo strategy?
Sure. Glenn, for the record, I hope everyone can hear me okay. I've shared with you our outreach link and what we're doing. Our strategy was to look at, and I didn't detail it here in the overview, but we actually looked at and analyzed participation rates in the last 6 months. And we didn't have a call in July, but we'll be monitoring it very closely. But we have an issue, and probably many of you have the same issue, is a number of new people came on. We had a rush of new ALSs, and then we never saw many of these people again. They never attended a call, and we're not even sure if they're still interested. So we have 51% of our ALSs that didn't show up a single call in the last 6 months, which is a major concern for me. So we'll be looking at engagement, which is a whole other set of strategies, which are not crop, which are not outreach. But on the outreach efforts, we wanted to make sure that whoever went to an event, that person had the personality type and the characteristics in order to be, comfortable talking about their riddle. They were able to speak in front of an organization, maybe do a TV interview, maybe do a radio interview, but definitely be an aggressive marketing type person rather than just talking to their friends. It's absolutely pointless sending somebody and spending money on a crop outreach, and they actually cannot document the metrics on what they, who they spoke to, how many pamphlets they handed out, and how many leads. So it's the lead generation. The outreach, if Crop is spending money, we felt we have a responsibility to provide the documentation that actually they're getting, money for value. And I'm sure everybody does the same. We also started to list the five trips that we thought was of value. Some of it was replication of what we did, like, for example, South by Southwest and N10 were two examples of events that we thought we'd go back again because we developed relationships. There's 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people at these events. There's areas that we can nurture. We can get on the speaking roster. We had discussions with Joe and Chris, our VP, and we are going to modify our first trip. South by Southwest will not be on the agenda. It's absolutely the day, I believe, before or the day after the Marrakesh-Morocco trip. So the logistics, even though they have one of the areas is IT, and one of the areas we focused on is women in IT and in organizations with ISOC and IEEE in the Austin event, but we're probably going to be dropping that. Now, we're discussing a replacement with Eduardo Diaz and Alfredo Calderon, which are both Alfredo's on the call. He's got an event. He's going to be doing major outreach in January with the universities. We're going to get some more detail on that and probably replace it on the trip, the first trip with Alfredo's details. Just to wrap up, we sent the document to, as I said, to Joe and Chris for their feedback. They've given feedback at this stage, and we thought there was a process that, endorsed or checkmark or whatever the process is. But at this stage, they have no other feedback. We've adopted their feedback into the document, and we're modifying it. So we're at the stage with consultation with our community and the FTE that we're comfortable moving forward.
Okay. Thanks, Glenn, for that brief but yet detailed update on the strategic. So any quick questions? Okay. Seeing none. Okay. Well, we only have a few minutes. So unfortunately, we really can't get into the Atlas II recommendations. And just to say that this is probably another of our work items that we have to look at in terms of, we've been allocated one new one, which is recommendation one. And so I'll probably take those conversations on the mailing list so that this will be our first, so we can then discuss this more fully on our next outreach and engagement call. So our next meeting on any other business. So next week, unfortunately, I will be working on a LAC strategy, Latin American and Caribbean strategy, with the global stakeholder team and with the rest of the LAC Latin American and Caribbean steering committee. So I would be looking at having some of the outreach discussions. Also, LACRALO's proposed engagement strategy also, and seeing how that could be harmonized with ICANN's, Latin American and Caribbean strategy, and also aligning it with ICANN's new strategic plan. So unfortunately, it will not be possible to have a call next week, even though I really do want to. So it would have to be on the, let me just look at today's date, coming back on Monday, which is the 21st of September. Okay. So that'll be the time, the date of the next call. And we could probably do a doodle just to pick the appropriate time. Again, trying to keep things rotated so that all the regions can more easily be done. Okay. Well, okay. I see Remy wanted a comment read very quickly. All right, just to read it for the record, and this will be the last thing. This is a comment towards the Noala strategy. It's important to keep the regional ALSs in a loop. You may have to define a strategy to engage them because it's actually a bad sign to have a huge number as over 50% drop interest. Maybe a survey on challenges on why they are not joining meetings could help. And indeed, thanks, Rami. And indeed, this was part of the discussions I wanted to have on this call. But we're going to have to take that on the mailing list to have our first steps on developing engagement strategies. So with that, I'm going to thank everyone on our call for attending this call. I'll see you all on the mailing list. And thanks again to the interpreters. So thank you, and this call is now adjourned.
Thank you. Bye-bye, everyone.
Goodbye, all.
Bye, all.
Thank you, everyone. The meeting has been adjourned, and the audio will now be disconnected.